The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
NBA Draft 24 hours away, NBA free agency 72 hours away. The mayhem is right now. Milwaukee's moves for Operation Don't Let Go, the Antetokounmpo, and Harden refusing $50 million a year and posting bottle caps? That panel makes sense of it all.
$50 million, that's the Greek name, right?
That much when you think about it.
It's Spiro Ditas, you taught me.
The two questions after Milwaukee's busy night last night: how much better are the Bucks, and how does this satisfy Giannis? Drew Holiday and Bogdan Bogdanovic. Some really strong advanced stats between the two. One all-star appearance between the two. The deal for Holiday, a similar package to what the Lakers gave up for Anthony Davis last year. Ramona Shelburne, around the horn to you. What do these moves do for Milwaukee?
Well, look, I think Milwaukee basically said to Giannis, we're going to get you help. Right? Remember, he met with them after the season, right. He met with the ownership, and they had a conversation about what they needed to do to improve the team. They don't make these trades without consulting Giannis, okay? And so if he's on board with these trades, then it would be a hell of a move for him now to not go and re-sign with them, to not go and extend his contract. If he says, yeah, okay, these are good trades, I like it, but then he's like, I'm still not feeling the Supermax, I think that's tough because they just gave up so much and mortgaged their future to get Drew Holiday, to get Bogdanovic there, and this is the team that they're moving forward with. I think you should look for this core to be the Bucks team going forward for a long time, simply based on how much everybody gave up here.
Frank Isola?
Everything they do is about Giannis Antetokounmpo. They needed to get better. Eric Bledsoe is a very good regular season player. He just does not cut it in the playoffs. Drew Holiday plays both ends of the court. He can shoot the ball. He's a leader. He's mature. He's an adult. Bogdanovic is about eight of them in the league. They all can shoot. They got one that could certainly shoot. But also remember this, too, about Giannis. They needed to get better. They are 5-9 in their last 14 playoff games. A lot of that falls on the Greek Freak. We all love him. But he's got that record is on his resume.
Two Bogdanoviches in the league, so we'll mute you for that. And also, you called Drew Holiday an adult. What were we looking at with the Bucks last year, Frank?
I just think he's the kind of guy that's a leader. He's been through a lot of stuff in his life. He's going to come there knowing what he needs to do. He'll be great for that team, great for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay.
Don't ever rule out having mature guys on your team. It's
important. So you think they got a lot better, it sounds like. Sarah Spain, are you with Frank there?
Well, the Holiday thing's interesting. He's obviously a great addition, but it's kind of like when you overpay for a stadium Coke because you want the souvenir glass. Giannis is the souvenir glass that you're getting and hoping to hang on to, and you're willing to overpay for that Coke a little bit. It's good shooting. The defensive team in the Bucks gets even better defensively. To Ramona's point, I think he's in on these deals, and I think, of course, they're looking at Giannis to make sure he wants this. I just don't know if this is enough for him to say, I'm willing to commit, when I haven't yet seen what the Nets are going to look like, when I haven't yet seen long-term if the Lakers are going to keep rolling through the West. There's too much else that could go on for him to commit to a small market team in Milwaukee with these additions, not knowing whether they are going to be willing to, down the line, add an even bigger piece. I don't know if this is enough to put them over the top, and that's a big move for him to make without knowing that. Again, though, he'd then have to go through the next year of asking, answering a question every single day about whether he's going to re-sign if he doesn't sign that option before.
So you're not sure this is enough? Now I go to Israel Gutierrez on the Bucks' moves.
Look, I always lose the souvenir cup, and I regret the purchase, and I think the Milwaukee Bucks will lose their souvenir cup if this is the move that they're making. Because, like Ramona said, yes, I do have a hard time believing they did not go to Giannis and say, hey, what do you think about these trades? I have a harder time believing that Giannis said to them, that's what I want for the next 5 years here. A 30-year-old Drew Holiday, a 28-year-old Bogdanovic. By the way, Giannis is 25. And so those aren't the types of players you want to get. This a little reeks not quite as bad as LeBron's Cleveland Cavaliers, the first iteration of them, where, you know, you got the Shaq and you got an Antoine Jameson here and a random player here and said, hey, go win a championship. This reminds me something like that. When you think about the caliber of player he is, he's up there with Kawhi Leonard, who got Paul George to go with him to L.A. He's up there with LeBron James, who, you know, played with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and then got Anthony Davis in L.A. That's the caliber of player you need to play next to you to have a franchise, to have a dynasty type of a franchise, and this is not
to put more of a statistical point on it. Holiday's PER, his PER last year, was 92nd in the league. Bogdanovich was 141st, Frank. When we're talking about players who may be available this offseason, why not James Harden if you're Milwaukee instead of these moves?
Well, first of all, it's way too much money. That's not going to happen. Houston isn't going to trade Harden for those kind of players. You know, the one thing about what Izzy's talking about, see, Izzy is sharp. He's good looking. He's got the whole thing working. But he is cutthroat. He knows that the Miami Heat are sitting there waiting in Miami, just like Masai Ujiri up in Toronto. Those are the two teams that believe they can get Giannis. But to Ramona's point, like, would he have to sign a five-year deal? Could he sign maybe a two- or a three-year deal and kind of see down the road where things are going with the Milwaukee?
See, that's always a possibility. But this is a one-year audition maybe for Giannis. And the moves you make are for Jrue Holiday, who made one All-Star appearance, and Bogdanovich, who's a very reliable rotational player.
Tony, he's got to play better. He didn't play well in the last four games against Toronto. He got hurt and didn't play well against Miami. So come on
but
now.
How many Somebody other teams are throwing out one guy again? I mean, the Lakers, of course, have Davis. Davis, the package for Davis is what the Bucks just spent on Jrue Holiday, Sarah Spain?
Yeah, and one thing I'll say to the point, Giannis seems very loyal, but in the NBA, what we've seen is you could sign a long-term deal for all that money, and then you could force your way out. So he might still decide, I'm going to do this. I'm going to answer all the questions people ask me, and I'm going to get through this. And then in a couple of years, if they don't do what I want, I'm going to pull a Davis or a Harden or any number of
that.
Other players.
She's right.
Forget all-stars. Go back at all the previous NBA champions of the last 25 years. Multiple Hall of Famers. There's an outlier with the Detroit Pistons. And maybe the Dallas Mavericks sort of the year. But that was Jason Kidd who was with Dirk Nowitzki. And this Giannis is adding Jrue Holiday and Bogdanovich. Great rotational players. But if James Harden's available, let's talk about James Harden for a second. The empty twirling bottle cap, all right? Bottle cap, cap, capital, Washington, D.C. He's going to the Wizards, people. That was easy. I don't know. Everybody has such a trouble with this. Refusing the league's first $50 million a year contract. It's a pretty good sign you're leaving. So what does it mean, Frank? Harden's really putting himself out there, and all smoke is to Brooklyn, and I bring you in now because you are only on yes here for the pre- and post-game for the Brooklyn Nets. Connect the dots for me.
God bless James Harden that he could turn down a $100 million contract over 2 years. That's incredible. But if I'm the Houston Rockets and Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie, Jared Allen are terrific role players. In fact, Caris LeVert maybe one day could be an all-star. But if you're the Rockets without any first-round picks because you traded them to Oklahoma City in the Chris Paul deal, you can't make that deal. How are you going to sell that to your fans? It's one thing to trade him for Ben Simmons, who's 7 years younger, has been an all-star, 6'10", can handle the ball. I understand why the Nets want to do it. I don't know how Houston makes that move.
Is Rui Gutierrez?
Well, I look at that video and I see him focusing on the cap as he takes it off, which to me is slang for lie. But what is he saying is a lie? Is it a lie that he turned down $50 million? Right. Is it a lie that he wants to be traded to the Brooklyn Nets? Nobody knows. Look, I don't think that Brooklyn Nets trade will happen. I don't think it can happen. I look at this, I'm kind of disappointed in James Harden as a whole, who's been catered to as a superstar, who's got three different superstars to play beside, and hasn't even gotten to the finals yet. And I also think Houston as a city, man, after watching DeAndre Hopkins catch that Hail Mary, they might want to line up outside Toyota Center and say, please don't let James Harden go. Please. We've already suffered enough.
Well, maybe the lie is also that this team is committed to building a contender the way that they are right now, spending money. Sarah Spain, I'll bring you in here. You can go after that cap, that spinning cap, or all the smoke around Harden to Brooklyn.
Yeah. I see the opposite of Izzy, because the saying is no cap. So he was showing that the bottle has no cap, which means it's true. I did turn down $50 million. And also, there's no cap on what I will ask the Rockets to do in order to make me feel like I'm getting everything I want and then leave as soon as it's not the optimal situation for me. They've done everything he's asked. They've brought in every player that he wanted. And this is part of the issue with, I love player empowerment, but how much does it mess over a team when you sign a guy for this many years and then he wants out in the midst of you trying to build based on that timeline? I also think the Nets situation would be a hilarious mess. It could be great. The content will be great, even if it's terrible. But just no defense, all guys who want the ball. I'm just picturing Kevin Durant watching
Let's go deeper on that.
And then Kyrie trying to get the last shot.
You're just talking about Milwaukee. It was my own personal opinion. That's one star and a lot of other good rotational guys. Well, then Brooklyn theoretically would be going for the exact opposite of that, Ramona. Yeah. How would that work with Harden, with Irving, and with Durant?
I have no idea.
You don't.
I mean, I gotta be honest, when I first heard about this.
Most honest answer in the show.
I mean, like, I heard about it, and it was essentially Kevin Durant and James Harden were working out in LA. I heard about it from a player that one of them told, et cetera. You know, it kind of got around, and I was like, wait, I'm sorry. Walk me through this. James Harden plays point guard. Kyrie Irving plays point guard. Kevin Durant plays, like, with the ball in his hand. Who is playing what position? Like, well, how does that work? Like, in the fourth quarter, which one of them is taking the last shot?
I get that, but could you also be so far outside the box that there is no box? So far outside the bottle that there is no cap? And you can, who needs positions in basketball anymore? Right, Israel Gutierrez?
I mean, if Steve Nash is your coach, I definitely think they can figure something out, right? They've got Kevin Durant, who just came off of a move where he went from the main guy to, you know, one of the guys in Golden State. And I think the most difficult the guy would be to convince that of would be Kyrie Irving. But even he played next to LeBron James for a championship and wasn't the number one guy. So I think they can figure something out together.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You have three of the top five ISO players in the league. I'm not so sure it could work. One thing would be if you traded Kyrie to Houston and then you kept those gold players, I think that could work. But I'm not so sure about Isola.
That is a fire take from Isola at the horn. Let me think this out again, right? So bottle, cap, Captain America, Avengers, Thanos, Thanasis. Harden wants to team up with Giannis's brother. Did I do it? Hey. Yes. What did it cost?
No, you missed it.
Everything.
There was product placement in that cap. Yes. It was a drink at Body Armor, okay? He's just selling a drink.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What a week in baseball front office news. Kim Ang to Miami. And news of the day from Chicago. Theo Epstein stepping down from the Cubs. The man who brought the first title to the Cubs in 108 years after bringing the first title to Boston in 86 years, says he'll take the year off. Sarah Spain, how does this news land in Chicago, and what position does it leave the Cubs?
Well, it was pretty clear that Theo wasn't going to sign a new deal after this one. So to leave a year early is the surprise, but a peaceful transition to Jed Hoyer, who he's worked with for 17 years, knowing the big decisions being made about the biggest names on that team will be made by Jed and then owned for the next couple years, makes a lot more sense than not welcoming in the next person to take over power and making sure it's easier when they take over.
And Theo Epstein, as a person and as Chicago will look at him forever, That's a pretty great Mount Rushmore for him, right?
Very hard to say goodbye to someone that you trust, you respect, you know is good at his job, and is super, super fun as well. So he will be missed.
Israel Gutierrez?
See what you did there, Sarah, with that transition of power. Look, I don't think this is a big surprise to the organization. His contract was going to be up after next year, probably was going to leave after that, so he makes it easier on both the Cubs and himself. It seems like they're headed toward a rebuild with a lot of players heading toward free agency, but the good thing for Epstein is he's still only 19 years old, has a bright future ahead of him.
Frank Isola.
Well, Tony, you mentioned it. It's about 194 years of playoff drought if you combine the Cubs with the Red Sox. That's why the only job for Theo Epstein is the New York Mets, 1986. Let's see him win with that team. New owner makes a lot of sense. Get him in
the
there.
The Mets? How about the Knicks, Frank Isola? I think the Knicks might be the job for him.
Oh, there you go.
You're right. You're right.
Momo, and how about Jets. You?
Some things are actually not savable. I think with Theo, you have to look more at the bigger questions of why he's leaving in the first place. Is it because he's burnt out, or is it because the Cubs organization is not really willing to keep this core together, is not willing to operate at the level that he wants to keep those great young players? It's been reported that he's not taking his $10 million salary, which could go back to some of the front office people and some of the people in the organization who could lose their jobs. I mean, that's a great move right there. But, you know, why does it have to be that way? They won a World Series. They're doing great.
Let me ask you this, Sarah Spain. It's Ramona's question. Does this mean a rebuild is happening, that they're going to break down this team completely?
No, I don't think this tells us that. Theo's been pretty clear throughout his career that he does things in chunks. He accomplishes something, and he wants a new challenge. I heard years ago that he was not going to add on to this deal, and that was when they were still contending, and it was right after they'd won. So to me, I don't think this tells you for sure what their plan is with this core.
That World Series was 4 years ago. Feels a little bit longer than that now. And that was, again, Sarah, I don't want to put it on you, a roster with a 24-year-old MVP at the time, a 23-year-old, stud coming up in the middle of the infield, and they got that one that you waited so long for. You almost thought there could have been more. We'll move on. Vikings 19.
You can't bring me down. Don't try.
I'm going to bring you down right now. The Bears game last night. There you go. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it seems like their offense is operating suboptimally. And this is the first week offensive coordinator Bill Lazor took over play calling duties from Matt Nagy's offense. So the chair wants to gives away to the honorable delegate from Chicago. What'd you see from the Bears last night?
Exactly what you expected. Their top running back is out. When Nick Foles had success in Philadelphia, they had the third best running game in the league. The Bears are dead last. They've got no offensive line. He can't run RPOs. He's a statue back there, and this great defense is being wasted. Anything else?
Tell us how you really feel. Uh-huh. Israel, how about you?
I don't think it was the play caller that was the problem. It was the plays, and it was that offensive line. I mean, it seemed like they were surprised on third and long that they were getting pressure on this team. It just seems like it's not working. It's no match for that defense. And frankly, any team that can end that streak of Kirk Cousins not winning on Monday Night Football, that is quite the accomplishment from the Bears.
Right, guys, Sola?
I'd be ashamed.
They replaced their starting quarterback when he had a winning record. I just would have left Nick Foles as the reliever, the expert reliever, like the Mariano Rivera of football, have him come in. They should have stayed with Trubisky. That was a mistake.
Ramona Shelburne.
Well, look, when they started off there, they got off to a hot start. We all wondered if they were for real or if there was not much behind it. There's not much behind it. Like, there's no offense there. Their longest run in the last two games was 11 yards by Barcavius Mingo on a fake punt. Longest run in two games. 11 yards.
Good piece of information, Momo. We'll move on. The Saints are the 2 seed in the NFC right now, but enter potentially multiple weeks without Drew Brees as he heals 5 fractured ribs and a collapsed lung. He's seeking a second opinion. This is what the Saints prepared for, though, when they signed Jameis Winston to that $1 million deal to back up, and when they signed Taysom Hill to that $21 million deal to back up the backup. I'm not sure if it's been clear to you, Israel, but it appears Sean Payton is infatuated with Taysom Hill to some degree. How do you see this playing out?
so infatuated that he wants to keep their relationship private. He doesn't want to share Taysom with anybody else, so he's keeping him on the bench. And yes, I think Jameis Winston is the obvious way to go here, okay, because he's the guy who has thrown the ball more than 18 times, I believe, in the last year plus. So I'm not really sure what the conversation is here. What I'm confused by is Sean Payton's love for Taysom Hill and refusing him to put him out there.
A lot of people who appear on this show have been kicking dirt on Drew Brees' quarterback grade for a long time. He has had a very solid year, but guess what? Taysom Hill is a gimmick player. That's no knock against him. He's terrific. Jameis Winston is your quarterback right now.
Shelburne?
Well, look, if you go to Taysom, you have to change your offense. As Frank said, he's kind of a gimmick player. You have to make that offense fundamentally change. And they signed Jameis because if Drew Brees went out, he could run the offense the way Drew runs.
Darius Bane.
Yeah, if you start Jameis, Taysom can still do what he does that doesn't work in the reverse. And as Pablo Torre said, Jameis always seems like he has himself and the opposing defense in fantasy. So it'll be an experiment, but it'll be more explosive than
I wouldn't put it past Sean Payton, though, to say I'm starting Taysom Hill this week just to freak out the opposing team. Keep him in for one play, and then bring Jameis Winston. In the next four games, I don't think they play a team with more than three wins. Frank Isola hasn't won in 2 months. I think you need to bring in Theo Epstein to break that curse. Shelburne, Gutierrez, showdown in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Irk coaches in showdown. Here's Doug Peterson.
I kind of felt you probably wouldn't be in a good mood.
I hang up now?
No, please don't, Doug.
I'm feeling my obligation right now. If I hang up, I feel my obligation.
Doug, I fully understand.
I'm pissed off, Angelo.
All right, what about Doug?
I'm pissed off.
That sounds like Sunday dinner at my house.
The way we played.
Yeah. Angelo Cataldi there, WIP. There was a poll. Fans said it was the coach's fault, Ramona. How should Peterson feel about that whole thing?
Look, that's fine. He's fine to be mad about that. That was like basically the coach's equivalent of Marshawn Lynch. Like, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
No, no, he can't get mad at a poll that said the coach was the reason you lost when he followed that up with, I'm mad at myself. He's agreeing with them. He should applaud the fans for calling him out.
That's not going to happen, Israel. Wow. Boy, Ramona. We'll move on. Showdown 2, irked coach number 2, Andy Reid. When the Raiders beat Kansas City in Week 5, the Raiders bus victory lapped Arrowhead Stadium. Andy Reid and John Gruden are talking about it this week in the up to their game. Reid said he hasn't forgotten that. On the list of perceived slights, where is your opponent's team bus circumnavigating your stadium after beating you, Israel?
It's pretty low because it would have to be a perceived slight. It's possible they just couldn't find their way out of that thing. Were they like blaring music to the speakers? I mean, I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't even know why he's mad. Doesn't he just look down at his Super Bowl championship ring and forget all about it?
He should. He kind of threw the bus driver under the bus for this happening. Ramona, take the FaceTime, 30 seconds.
All right, I want to give a shout out to the New Orleans Pelicans who elevated Teresa Weatherspoon to their front of their bench. Stan Van Gundy's staff now includes Teresa Weatherspoon. She's the 8th female full-time assistant in the NBA. What a franchise to work for. Swing cash in the front office, Teresa Weatherspoon on the bench. Way to go, Spoon. Love it.
Mona Shelburne, thanks for that, Momo. We're on a 23-and-a-half-hour break. See you tomorrow. Frank, I said it was 2 months since your last win. Sorry. It's 3.